Welcome to the Financial Freedom Report. This is your host, Jason Hartman, and this show is basically a sampler of our larger newsletter entitled The Financial Freedom Report, Financial Self-Defense in Uncertain Times. In each show, we'll share with you just one sampler article of our larger newsletter. The newsletter is available at jasonhartman.com, and we would love to have you join our subscriber family. The newsletter is usually about 16 to 20 pages long, and it usually has about 18 or 20 articles of different interest. So here is one of those articles as a free sample for you, and please join our subscriber family at jasonhartman.com.
Creative destruction, how innovation makes the rich get poor. You know, the phrase no domini as creative destruction was popularized by the Austrian economist Joseph Schumpeter as a way to describe the flow of innovation and progress in a market economy. The way that this phenomenon unfolds is through the course of normal business, where new and existing businesses attempt to profit from their ideas. Now, some will succeed if their idea addresses the needs and desires of their consumers and can be produced at a low enough cost to generate profits. Some will fail, however, because their ideas are not quite tuned to the current marketplace or can't be brought to market in a cost-effective manner. In other cases, you have companies who attempt to ride the profits of old ideas indefinitely. The dynamics of a market economy are such that customers mercilessly switch to companies and businesses that provide for their wants and needs more effectively. This means that large bureaucratic endeavors are eventually crushed by their own weight as innovation declines, costs increase, and new companies with new products begin to make their old ideas and existing products irrelevant. As this effect aggregates, it results in sustained economic growth through the destruction of established companies and their monopolistic pricing power by new entrants. The unique characteristic of this creative imagination and penetrating innovation that results in the next phenomenally successful idea, sometimes referred to as the next Google, can't be manufactured in a laboratory. It's not possible to accurately predict the next great innovation or to institutionalize its creation. The reason for this phenomenon is because large companies are beholden to their shareholders to produce profits, and they're impaired by their management hierarchy. Thus, the business life cycle is one where venture starts out with a new idea that may succeed or fail. Now, note that most new businesses fail before anybody's had a chance to see them become an overnight success. If success is achieved, the business will frequently go through a period of rapid growth. This growth frequently requires additional capital that's raised through debt and equity offerings. As the company continues to operate, it must decide whether to invest in new developments to its core product line or in new developments. Since the company is an established presence in its core product line, it will always realize greater returns from extending its core rather than branching off in new directions. This systematically biases the investment decisions of established businesses away from new innovations. Therefore, new innovations almost exclusively come from new entrants instead of the entrenched entities. Now, a poignant example of this phenomenon is in the music industry. Vinyl records were displaced by 8-track tape players, which were themselves made extinct by cassette tapes. Compact discs subsequently swept away tapes and are now in the midst of decline because of MP3 players and smartphones that can hold large amounts of music in an extremely compact package. Walmart has become famous for its inventory management, marketing, and personnel management strategies that allowed it to gain a competitive advantage over industry giants such as Montgomery Ward and Woolworths. Now, Walmart faces the same threat that it posed to other industry giants if another entity comes along who can innovate around them and provide services to the customer at an even lower cost. The most fascinating characteristic of creative destruction is the fact that it does not need to be dictated by a politician or government committee. The systematic dismantling of inefficient or ineffective companies is the result of market competition. The only thing that can stop this process of consistent productivity growth through elevating successful entities and sweeping away the inefficient is government fiat and the corporate state. When the government provides artificial competitive advantages or bailouts to large entities, it stifles the dynamic competition that is necessary for sustained economic growth to occur. The more influence over the economy that belongs to government, the less this process of systematic improvement will benefit the economy. As the process of creative destruction plays out, it results in a world where the big don't eat the small, but rather it's the fast that eat the slow. The people and companies who develop the best ideas and move to accommodate the customer more quickly are the ones who will be the winners of tomorrow. Consider that the only company from the original 20 Dow Jones list of the most influential businesses in America is still in business. That one company is General Electric, and the reason it has remained prominent is because of its constant drive to reinvent itself. And even GE is constantly at risk of being made irrelevant if its core product lines go into decline and the market innovates around them. We've seen that the conventional wisdom of the rich get richer may hold true in the short run, but a longer timeline yields the process of creative destruction, where the new and nimble outrun the big and slow. The good become rich, while the rich become poor. Now, as an entrepreneur, it's important to keep a longer-term perspective and understand that it's the power of your ideas and your ability to act decisively that will ultimately determine success or failure.
I hope you enjoyed that sampler article from the Financial Freedom Report. In each issue, we discuss creating wealth through the most historically proven investment in human history, and that is income property. We also discuss home-based business opportunities, internet business opportunities, solopreneurship, and becoming a lifestyle entrepreneur. So please take a look at the Financial Freedom Report at jasonhartman.com. We have a lot of free content on that website, properties, business opportunities, a fantastic blog, and our larger show, the Creating Wealth Show, also is available at jasonhartman.com or on iTunes. We have a whole bunch of shows. Just search Jason Hartman in the iTunes store. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll look forward to talking with you on the next Financial Freedom Report.